This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Is Jeremy Dutcher from his second album, and he's the only artist to have won the Polaris Prize twice so far. That is, let's see if he can do it a third time. Wouldn't that be amazing? I wouldn't put it past him. He's so darn talented. Listen to that voice, eh? And another talented artist here on the show that we're going to play is our featured artist of the week. Ran into her and her friends at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, which is what this show is all about this week. And we're going to play a song called Intertribal Happy Feet, featuring the Chippewa Travelers by the incredible Chris Dirksen, right here on the Jukebox. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door swings and I see your face. And I
keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
I'm never a bit on my rave. Kids are on a little rave.
Walls the same, love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me.
We've left your bedroom in its place. Posters and memories unerased. And
standing in the doorway, I hold back my tears. Seems just like yesterday, although it's been years. And I'm missing you now.
Walls the same, love remains. All this hurts inside me. Call your name to this day. Wish you were home beside me.
Just in case, open that door swings and I see your face. And I,
I'll
leave. I leave the porch light on just in case, open that door swings and I see your face. And I,
two of my favorite artists, well, actually it's one artist and two people, but two of my favorite people, that is Twin Flames and Porchlight. I think the last time I ran into them was in Newfoundland, but I spoke to them not too long ago, and I hope that they're doing well and get to see them soon. My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox Show. We've got music from Belle and Quinn coming up, a song called Homage, and this is from an artist and group that are Haitian original sisters. And they are based in Canada. They blend Haitian rhythms and world music and jazz, soul, funk. It's pretty heavy stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Also on the show, John Bouti with Tremble Song. And this is something that came out in 2010. It was also on the TV show Tremble. That's the main version and the main song. It's like listening to MASH, but different. It's way different, actually. Tremble was a show that was featured on HBO. Alvin Youngblood Hart is on the show. Some blues, Big Mama's Door from 1996. And right now, For What It's Worth, from The Sojourners. And they were on the stage, the gospel stage. Three beautiful men and their voices singing along with a band that was a crackerjack band playing some amazing music. This is a cover of For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield. Here it is on the jukebox.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. See him stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Game. but man, they sure don't allow me there. What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? What you gonna do when you find your biscuit roller gone? Man, what about it? Get in that kitchen, man, and roll 'em till she come home. Get up in them woods, man, we sure had a lot of fun. Gonna see my pony run. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road. Going down the Chickasaw, gonna take that right hand road.
Going back to the woods.
Till I come up in Big Mama Dome.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Watching people's eyes shake.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
We're from the Kiwassaw Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Electric vehicle technology has come a long way, but some drivers are still hesitant to take long trips because they're worried about finding chargers.
I love a big experiment. It was the biggest experiment I've ever done. I was setting out to answer two questions. Can it be done? And can it be fun?
That's Sophie Schrand, longtime science educator and host of the online kids series Science with Sophie. She drove an electric SUV on a 7,000-mile trip across 25 states and documented the journey. She says finding public chargers in rural areas took planning, and occasionally she found one that was not working when she arrived. But she says she was always able to find a solution, and in some areas, it was surprisingly easy to locate a charger. During her trip, she was often approached by people who were curious about EVs and her journey.
And people would ask the questions I was asking when I set out to do this, like, how are you planning the route? How are you accounting for chargers? How are you doing this? So just to be able to share that in real time as we were going was so much fun.
So now she's creating a new documentary series about the trip so people can see what it's like to drive cross country in an EV, which, spoiler alert, can be done and can be fun. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.